How y'all feeling today? It is Wednesday. I like to call Wednesdays Wise Wednesday. Make sure y'all are really out there making some wise decisions. Welcome to the T-Crew Podcast Show. Let's go. Let's go. Well, I'm starting a little late today. I had some other things I had to take care of. JV is in the building with me today, but she being anti-social. What up? Let's go. Let's go. Well, I'm starting a little late today. I had some other things I had to take care of. JV is in the building with me today, but she being anti-social. What up? Let's go. She said she want me to hold it down for her for another full of the show. Next week, she right back at it. Welcome to the T-Crew Podcast Show. We still in the month of April. Shout out to all the tourists. It's tourist season now. Happy birthday to all the tourists. Say what? To all the tourists. Say what? Yes. How y'all feeling today? Let's go. We still in April, so that means we still talking about financial literacy, right? Today's show is about always think money. Always think money. Always think money, ladies and gentlemen. Janetto, yes. Are you getting it? Are you sure you're getting it? Let's go. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. As I stated in the intro, I'm starting a little late today, but we in the studio, man. Shout out to the crew. Taj is here. JV is here. But they want me to do it dolo again since they, you know, they fresh coming back from off break. So they think I should give them another week. So I was like, all right, I'm going to tap in with the audience, right? Today we're talking about always think money. Save and give. Then your money will multiply. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. Save and give, and your money will multiply. Is that true? Well, I think when you save and you give, you are being disciplined with your money. That's what I think. And I think you should save according to what your finances say. Like if you're able to save $50 a week, or $50 every 2 weeks, or $100 every week, or $100 every 2 weeks, depending on your employment and what you do to earn money, I think you should save according to your responsibilities and your priorities and what your budget allows you to save. But the thing that's going to allow your money to grow when you save is when you're consistent in your saving. Like if you say, I'm going to save $50 a week for 2 months, and you're going to see what that $50 is going to do within a 2 month time span. Now, the difference between having a bank and a credit union is with a credit union, you can gain interest on your money. So the longer your money sit in a checking account or a savings account, it starts to incur interest. Now, a bank may have a certain percentage of interest that you can have, and then a credit union has a certain interest that you can have. You may can earn like maybe over a period of time, maybe like 10 cent, maybe 25 cent, maybe 50 cent, but the longer your money sits in your checking account or your savings account, it's going to accrue interest, which means the credit union or the bank is going to put money, deposit money into your account the longer you let your money sit there. And that's good because I've learned that I've watched a few of my accounts personally accrue interest because there's a certain amount of money that's in a particular account and I haven't touched it. So after a period of time, the credit union or the bank will apply interest to the amount that's in your account. So I think save and give and then your money will multiply. I think that's true. Because when you give, it shall be given back to you. Right? That's what the big G-O-D say, right? In good measure, press down, shake it together, and run it over. Which means that you're not going to be the only person that's going to put money into your account. You're going to come in contact with other people who are going to be able to take care of a need financially based upon who you connected to and based upon you asking, because a lot of times people want things to happen for them in life relative to life essentials, life situations, or their money, but they don't want to open their mouth and ask. Ask and you shall receive. If you're not asking, how do you expect to receive something? This is going to be a real chill, kind of smooth vibe today. Once again, we're talking about always think money. And a lot of times nowadays, that's what we think about. We think about supplying a service, providing a service, and we think about ways to increase, ways to help others, because you have to be others driven. I said that in the previous show. Welcome to the T Crew Podcast Show. Shout out to the crew. They are here, but they wanted me to do the show solo today, dolo today, which is cool because I'm going to get the job done anyway. I'm going to talk to the audience, right? So, yeah, your money will multiply when you give to people, because the more you give, the more will be given back to you. But I understand that let's not give more than what we're capable of, because we don't want to neglect our responsibilities or neglect what we have prioritized that happens in our lives, whether it's children, whether it's your business, things that you or people that you may be responsible for. I'm going to say don't give above your means. If you know you able to give a certain amount, give that. Now, if you want to be a little bit more impactful, a little bit more challenging, then you could up it just a little bit. You don't got to go crazy. You can go from 100 to 150 or 100 to 175. You might not be able to go 100 to 300. But at least you gave something, right? And the more people seeing you give to something or to someone, they're going to be like, man, that person, he or she is very generous in what they're doing. And they constantly see you spreading generosity. When they see you, they going to give to you. Now, it may not always be monetarily, though, because they may give in the form of, like, food. They may give in the form of clothing. They may give in the form of, you know, you may need some assistance at work. They may give in the form of your household need to be taken care of. They may give in the form of your car note or your car insurance need to be taken care of. They may give because you want to start a business. It's a lot of different ways that you can give that people could lend their time, their space, and their energy to you that doesn't have anything to do with a monetary gift. But I do think that saving and giving, when you save and you give, I do believe 100% that your money will multiply. But always think about what you're going to give, though. Like, you know, have a certain amount in mind of what you want to give and what you want to save. And just be diligent and be consistent, because it's not about how much money you give a lot of the times. It's about how consistent you are at doing it, so that you can watch things grow and watch things elevate, right? So I think that's true, 100%. Budgeting is very important when it comes to saving and knowing what you have and where your money's going is also important when it comes to giving. Because when you give to something, you want to make sure that the monetary value that you give, that is going directly to where you say it should be going. Because one of the worst things you could do is give money and you got the slightest idea where your money going. You just gave all this money and don't even know where it's going. That's not a good financial habit. I'm just here to help y'all. I'm just here to give y'all my take, my experience, my perspective, how I think, you know. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. This is April. We still in financial literacy month. It is your favorite host, your fun host, your awesome host, the J-A-Z-Z, the H-E-A-R-T for success. That is what they call me. This is what they call me.
It's the H-E-A-R-T for success. Hey.
That is me. If this is your first time tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast Show, welcome. And we talking about always think money. But a lot of times, too, when you think about money, think about it strategically, though, where you can see longevity. We're going to jump into that, right? But before we get too far into the show, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break, because I got to make sure the bills get paid. I got to make sure stuff is running smooth, that we flowing how we supposed to flow, you feel me? Like I said, the crew is here, but they wanted me to do it solo dolo today. Y'all know, man, whether they in here or not, I'm going to get it done. But they are a real big part of the Teen Crew Podcast Show. And like I said last week, we are going to do part two of time versus money. So they're going to be back at it, giving y'all their thoughts, their viewpoints, their takeaways, their perspective, because that's what this show is essentially about. But I'm going to see y'all in a minute. I got to make sure I pay these bills. So we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and I'll be right back. All right, peace. We talking about money, ain't we? That's what I heard. Let's go. How y'all feeling today? It's Wednesday. Do y'all really be thinking about money all the time? That's what we talking about. Always think money. Go get your money. What? Time is money, money is time. Part two of that coming soon.
Welcome to the What Team Crew. What?
Podcast show. Podcast show. What you say? Let's go. It's just me having fun. Shout out to the crew. What? Money do you got? Are you throwing it in the air or not? Is it in your bank account or not? Do you carry cash or not? What? Welcome to the Team Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host. Yes, it is. How you feeling? Yes, indeed. This show is brought to you by the youth development team. I'm having a good time in here today. Let's go. If you don't do nothing, you gon' ball. Ain't that what they saying? Ooh. Lil Wayne, A-Ball, MJG. Ha. What? We about to come back right about now. Let's go. Welcome to the Team Crew. I'm just having a real good time in here. Say what? Let's go. Always think money. Now, since we back, how would you increase the money that you already have? Now, I'm going to talk to the audience, right? How would I increase the money that I already have? Because I feel like every day that we have breath in our bodies, we have an opportunity to do more than the previous day, right? So, no matter big or small, we always gonna have everything we need, because the big G-O-D is the ultimate supplier. And so, how would I increase the money that I already have? The way that I would increase my money that I already have is, like I said, to not touch it, to be diligent in that area so that the money can incur interest. And also, too, another way that I would increase the money that I already have is to find ways to invest the money so that the money can come back to me in a beneficial way. Just be diligent and disciplined and consistent and persistent in different areas so that I can be able to gain interest on the money or accrue interest on the money, and also to invest in things that I believe is going to bring money into those accounts from a personal standpoint and a professional standpoint, and just being in a limitless creativity space. Because the more I create things, the more I have ideas and thoughts to transform something, to transform an idea into money. Whether it's designing, whether it's photography, whether it's videography, whether it's shooting content, whether it's traveling, you know, anything on the business side, when I come up with ideas to create something, whether it's a product or I'm providing a service, those are ways that I can increase the money that I already have. just keep building, keep building, and keep building. But one thing that will help with that is investing and just being diligent and being accountable. I just heard that. Being accountable to your finances. Just saying to yourself, setting goals, setting some realistic short-term goals and some long-term goals if you know what you want your future to look like. Just be accountable in your finances. Like, you can give your, when it comes to accountability, you can give your money an assignment to say, like, hey, I'm not going to touch my savings account for 90 days. I don't care how much money I earn, you know, or whatever from my job, from my 9-to-5, from my hustle, from my 3 jobs, from my 4 jobs, sometimes maybe even 5 jobs. I don't care how much money I earn. I just know personally that I ain't going to touch that savings account for 90 days. That's you giving yourself an assignment for your money. You could have whatever you want to have as far as the amount in your checking account, but you saying to yourself, like, hey, for the next 3 months, I'm not touching none of that money that's in my savings account. I'm going to watch it accrue interest, and I'm going to do something that's going to allow me to put money into that account that doesn't have nothing to do with my regular job, right? So that's what I would do. So now it says, more money equals more responsibility. The more money you have, the more you must think about what to do with it. What's your desired amount of money that you would be able to live off of for the rest of your life? More money does equal more responsibilities. The more money you have, the more you have to think about what to do with it. Because here's the thing that I've learned too, right? It's millionaires and billionaires right now that have all the money that they'll ever need for the rest of their lives, but they're not happy. They're not excited. They're not creating. They're not like, you know, adventurous. They're not spontaneous. They don't have no joy. They don't have no, you know, they're not smiling. And it's like, for you to be a millionaire or a billionaire and you not smiling about, you know, creating opportunities for other people to gain wealth, or you not smiling about having, you know, a nice house or a nice car or whatever, or you not smiling about your business making money, it's be 9 times out of 10, it's because they don't have no one to share their success with. They don't have no one to accompany them in that status of wealth. So they miserable. They not happy. So they turn to things for quick fixes. They turn to things like drinking. They turn to things like smoking. They turn to things that's, you know, that's not healthy for them. They may eat more than usual. They don't exercise. They don't talk to their family. They kind of just stay secluded and away from everyone, family and friends. Let me tell y'all something right now. My first $1 million that I make, because I'm speaking that into existence, my first $1 million, I'm going to make sure my mom and my father are good. Make sure my brothers and sisters are fine. I'm going to invest my money to start other businesses and to train people and employ people, you know, entrepreneurship, and, you know, watch my money grow. It's nowhere in the world I'm going to make $1 million. And I ain't going to walk around with a smile on my face all the time. I'm not going to walk around helping people, providing the service. Now, I'm not going to say every day going to be a good day. I'm not going to say I'm not going to have challenges. But it's no way that I'm going to make $1 million and I'm not going to provide for my family and friends, or I'm not going to invest it from a professional standpoint when it comes to business. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be excited because I don't want to be the only one that's experiencing that happiness. I want other people to win too. That's why I said in the previous show, time versus money, you got to be others driven. Because you want other people to experience that fun, experience that excitement, experience that joy, that happiness with you. You know, and the mind is the most powerful and most sharpest part of your being. Because when you have that kind of money and you're not, you know, continuously grateful for, you know, for God supplying you with the ability to obtain it, you going to do some things that you wouldn't normally do. And it's not that you want to do those things. It's because you haven't figured out what life is like outside of having money. Because you got the money, you could buy whatever you want. You could go wherever you want. But who want to be taking all these extravagant trips and buying all these items when you don't have nobody to give it to, when you don't have nobody to share it with? That's not fun. That's not happiness. That's not exciting. You supposed to be creating something where everyone can feel blessed around you. Even if you just do little stuff here and there, like, you know, you give back to the community, you go to school speaking engagements, you go to, you know, people's birthday parties, family reunions, and, you know, you pay for somebody's college tuition or something, I don't know, that's going to help the person in need. You may not want to go to college, but the person you helping wants to go to college. So now you blessing people. So in return, you know what the big G-O-D going to do. He going to bless you. But the more money you have, the more responsibilities comes along with that. Because you have to constantly think about what you going to do with your money. Are you going to be smart about it? Or you just going to splurge? You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show, y'all. Because I'm helping some people with this. You know, that's why I always say, and I said this on previous shows, make all the money that you gonna make now, because when you gone, your money is going to the next generation. Your money is going to your family to create another legacy. You know, because I really don't think that you about to be in heaven paying an iPhone phone bill. You're not. You're going to be chilling and partying with Jesus up there. And one thing I can say, partying with Jesus is free. You ain't paying no rent. You ain't paying no mortgage. You ain't paying no car insurance, no car note. You know, you ain't even driving anywhere you going. You flying everywhere you want to go. You feel what I'm saying? So I want you guys to really just think about that. You know what I'm saying? The crew got me in here by myself today. They told me they ain't want to record because they been on a 2-week break. But they thought your girl wasn't going to come in here and hold it down. Ma Dukes just walked in the room. What'd he do, Ma? What up, what up, what up? I got the greatest of all time. She came in this joint. They got her working nonstop. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to figure out when she going to take a break, but that's another conversation. No breaks? All gas, no breaks, Ma? All gas, no breaks, man. So I'm going to go ahead, take a real quick commercial break one time. Come back and give y'all these awesome takeaways, and then we're going to wrap the show up. But the crew, they got the next two shows by themselves. They got the next two shows by themselves. I don't want to hear nothing. I'm going to be in the back as a guest, watching everything. We're going to see y'all in a minute. All right, peace. What it do, y'all? I'm back. God got a plan for your finances. What? Let's go. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. What you say? Huh? Yes, indeed. Your favorite host in here. Hey, the Teen Crew Podcast Show gives real perspectives.
Oh, that we do. We do. We do. Real perspectives. Real experiences, real life. We talk about it on the show. What? How y'all feeling today? Real good, I hope. Real blessed, I hope. Huh? Always think money. I'm about to come back right about when y'all want me to come back. 3, 2. What? Yep. What?
Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, your awesome host, the fun host, the lit host, J-A-Z-Z. What? So, we was talking about always think money, right? And I want to make sure that that's what y'all are thinking, but I want to make sure you're thinking about it in a real logical, real perspective, real strategic, real planning kind of vibe, right? So, what is your desired amount of money that you would be able to live off for the rest of your life? I mean, hey, look, I'm going to put it back in the atmosphere again because that's what I've been saying it. That's what I've been saying. And I'm going to keep saying it and keep saying it until I see it, right? 1 million. 1 million is my desired amount of money that I believe myself personally can live off of. Now, I'm going to ask the crew that when they come back next week. I'm going to ask them that. I'm going to just throw it in the air and see what they got. But 1 million for me. Now, I said this on the previous show, too. If this y'all first time tuning in, welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show, right? Memories last longer than money because you can always make more money or make money. You can find ways to make money, man. But memories is what people going to talk about. Memories is what's going to help people remember or bring back to their remembrance the kind of person you were, the impact you had on their life, you know, how meaningful it was, how fun it was, you know, through the good times and the bad times. People are going to remember those things, right? So For this show, Always Think Money, I want everybody to always think money because a lot of things in life cost money. But money isn't the most important thing. Because money don't sometimes bring you peace. Money don't sometimes bring you joy. Money sometimes don't bring you genuine love. The love that you have that's unconditional, the love that you have without reasoning, that's what we're talking about. Because when you could love someone, you know, and do things without always having a reason to do it, that's showing genuine love to people, man. And it don't cost nothing to show genuine love. I ain't say fake love. Uh-oh. Because there's a lot of y'all that be showing fake love sometimes. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. I told y'all ain't nothing off the table in here. I said genuine love. It don't cost nothing for that. You know what I'm saying? But always think money, because a lot of the things that we enjoy in life cost money. But once again, money isn't everything. And the more money you have, the more responsibilities come with that. It could be good responsibilities. It can be not so good responsibilities. It can be whatever you think it may be. But that doesn't mean that you don't handle your responsibilities, because you know, mature adults take care of what they're supposed to take care of, you know? And if you can't take care of it by yourself, it's always somebody else that can. You know, because we were never designed to do it ourselves anyway. We gonna need some help along the way. So make sure you treat people how you want to be treated. But always think money, man. Because money helps us. Money helps take care of a lot of needs. But money isn't the sustainer. Ooh, I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. Money isn't the sustainer. But it does provide an efficient amount of assistance. So one thing that I want to leave the audience with today, while the crew got me here solo dolo, but I guarantee you, these next 2-3 shows, oh, they going to hold it down for real. I'm going to be in the studio with them, but they got it. While we work on or get ready to wrap the season up, season 3 of the Teen Crew Podcast. We want to thank everybody who's been tapping in with us and allowing us just to grow and just reach a certain demographic, a certain target audience, and just help people in any way that we can. But a takeaway that I want to leave y'all with, man, is just continue to be diligent in your decision making when it comes to your money. And then think about ways that your money can have longevity in your life. You know what I want to say to that, though? Because longevity is important. Think about ways that you can make money in your sleep where you don't have to work as hard. Your money, instead of you working for your money, your money can work for you. It's okay to work for your money because you're earning it, and it's an honest living, right? But think about how much more money you can make while you just at home chilling, resting, relaxing, you know, listening to music, cooking. You in the house cooking and you making money. You in the house cleaning up and you making money. You know what I'm saying? You moving furniture around and making money. Like, so that's what I want to leave the audience with. Be diligent in your decision making when it comes to making money, but also be mindful of what you can do and what you can create to allow you to make money while you're asleep, to allow your money to make money for you. So you ain't got to work as hard, man. Work smart, not hard, man. So that's what I want to say on today's show. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite, your fun, your awesome, your lit host, the J8ZZ. This show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team, man. As you can see, I be having a good time in the studio when the crew is in here and when the crew is not in here. But hey, it's been real, and I'm going to tap in with y'all on the next one. All right, peace.